Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Aleph Omud Beis. We're in the 6th volume of Mishnah Berurah and beginning a brand new Simon Tov Reish Lamed Ches, which deals with Sukkah Vinoya, the Sukkah itself, and the decorations. Today we'll discuss the Sukkah, tomorrow we'll discuss the decorations. Asrum Kol Shiva, they're Muktzah, they're set aside all 7 days of Sukkahs. So Mechava starts Sif Aleph. Atzei Sukkah, the wood of the Sukkah, Asrum Kol Shmone Shemei Achag. It's forbidden to use it all 8 days of the holiday, and we'll see in Chutz Laretz, it's also Osir on the 9th day as well. We'll see this in the Mishnah Berurah momentarily. And this is true, Bein Atzei Defanos, Bein Atzei Eschach. This is true whether it's the walls or whether it's the Schach. Vafilu Kisem, and even to take a little splinter of wood, the Lachzos Boshinov, to pick at your teeth, Osir. And it's brought down the name of the Mariel. Again, most Ashkenazic Minhagim come from the Mariel. So, what exactly are we referring to over here? The Mishnah Berurah says, the pasuk tells it, and the Gemara has a famous hekish over here. The chag is referring to the chagiga, and sukkah refers to the sukkah. So we're comparing the chag, the chagiga, and the sukkah. So just like the shem shemaim is on the chagiga, koch chal shem shemaim ala sukkah. So too the shem shemaim is on the sukkah itself, and therefore you can't use it for anything else. Afilu asa sukkah acheres b'chalamoid, and if you're making another sukkah, ain't tzarich l'rishon, and you no longer need the first one. Nevertheless, afilu hochi eitzeha, it's wood, asurim v'hana, it's forbidden for hana all 7 days. The bir haloch and di ramasko bein atzi defano says, this disagrees with the opinion of the Rosh. Hatikwa Tor, and the Tor brings this down. The Tor, of course, is the son of the Rosh. The Batzei Defanos Lekoy Sur Klal. That here we're talking about the Schach. According to the Rosh, it's only the Schach that's Osir, if I know, all 7 days that it's set aside. Da Kro Koy Rak Al Schach. Because when we say Sukkah, that by definition means the Schach, not the walls. However, the Mechaber disagrees. The Mechaber saw some Ladina Kedas Rambam. The Mechaber chose the opinion here of the Rambam. The Atzei Defanos Gamkin, so that the walls of the sukkah are included in this Huktzo Limitzvaso. The Defanos Tzrichla, because you can't build a sukkah without the Defanos. And the Elav Defanos Lokai Masukkah. Without walls, you don't have a sukkah. However, Nechluku BePerusha, there are those that disagree that that's the understanding of the Rambam. The Daz of Beis Yosef, the opinion of the Beis Yosef is the Rambam Yisur Rakmi the Rabbanon, that that's only Nisa the Rabbanon. The Chayin Kosav Atas, and that's also the opinion of the Taz. But the Bach and Old Kama Achronim, they say that the Rambam says the Nisa Daraisa for the walls as well. V'chemin Aran mash with the Sirulei Dais Haraisa. The Ran too says it's a Nisa Daraisa. And he brings down the Itur, Devi Gamkein Haraya, Min Daf Yud in the Gemara, in Sukkah, the Daf Yomi just did this, Sha'am Rusham Dilma Min Hatzad. That when it says that it's maybe dealing over here with from the side of the Sukkah, according to Rashi, Hainu Min Hatzad Shalad Defanos, it's referring to the side from the Defanos point of view, Ubavade Defanos Logria Minoy Shalhan. And certainly the Defanos can't be any less included in the din than the decorations. Look in the Gemara there, Ayin Sham, Achim is stopping Dilma Haperisham the Gemara Minatzach Shal Sach. But maybe it's possible it means on the side of the Sach. So therefore, there are two understandings over here with the Rambam, whether it's the Reis or the Rabbanon. But certainly the Rosh says it doesn't apply to the walls at all. Mishnah Berurah have cotton bays for 8 days, Ul Didan Gambachi. For us, unfortunately, in Chutz La'aretz, so this includes also the 9th day, Simchas Torah. Shahari Bishmona Adai Mechuyiv L'Echol B'Sukkah, because there is an obligation to eat in the Sukkah on what we call Shmini Atzeres, because it's a suffix, whether it's really Hoshana Rabbah or whether it's Shmini Atzeres. Sveiko Diyoma. The Kivan Diskatsoi Ben Ashmashos, it's Katsoi Lukul Yoma. We have the famous principle that we haven't mentioned in a few Simanim, but is a preeminent idea that when something is also already during the Ben Ashmashos period of time, it's also for the entire rest of that day as a Mukta item. Vimchol Shabbos Achar Yontav, and if Shabbos were to be on the day after Simchas Torah, so if it were to be a Thursday, Friday, Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, Nogin Shol is stopping Ben Gam Shabbos, and it's also forbidden to use the Sukkah on Shabbos. The Heve Kemechin Miyom Tov LeShabbos, because then it would appear that Shabbos is being prepared for by Yontif, which is not allowed. However, in Dir Shu footnote number 3, he does bring down opinions that differ with this Ayin Shom. Now we're going to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel. The Ein Nafkamina Bein Sukkah Chadosha Ubein Yishana. There is no difference in this halacha whether you're dealing with a sukkah that was just made now or a sukkah that's been around for a while. Kol Shesichachua L'Shem Chag, as long as it was made for the Yontif. Aval Yoshev B'Sukkas Roim. However, if you're not sitting in something that was a sukkah for the Yontif, but it was made originally as a sukkah for the shepherds in the field to protect themselves from the sun, Uburginin, these little huts that we said were either used to catch birds or for storage purposes, for kayotzin, or the huts that were used for the people that were watching the fruits that were placed out to dry. Harehi kisuka da'ama. That's like a regular booth. Just because you went in there and ate something, that doesn't make it into the kedusha of a sukkah. In the Shaar HaTzion, Os Gimel, he does bring down some differing opinions, Ayin Shom. Then we continue with the Mechaber, who says, you're not allowed to get any hanah from the wood of the sukkah for other purposes all 8 days. Why? Because on the seventh day, Hoshana Rabbah in Eretz Yisrael, you are not allowed to go and use the sukkah. It is still muktzah. And therefore, during the Bein HaShmashos of the seventh day, it is considered also not able to be used, and therefore that means that it's huktzah for the eighth day as well, even in Eretz Yisrael. Since it is set aside during the Bein HaShmashos of Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day, it therefore is also not able to be used, since it's during the Bein HaShmashos of the eighth day, it's muktzah, so it can't be used on the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Dalet, Hainu Derech Bito. What the Mishnah Berurah is telling us is that if it's fallen apart, then you're not allowed to go and use it, Shebazeti Batu Kedushah, because you might have thought that its Kedusha is gone from it. No, the Kedusha is still there. However, there is no problem in using the sukkah while it's up as a sukkah, for example, to lean on it. There is no iser in using the sukkah while it's up, for example, to lean on it. You can go on the smoch aleh, or to put something on it. Why? Kivan shadayin kedushasa aleh. By leaning on it or by using it to place things on it, you haven't removed its kedusha. And there is no din of me'ila, it's not hektish, so therefore you are allowed to use it as long as you aren't doing something that destroys it. Dish footnote number 5 he brings down, the din zeh shelo neser el levatel as a sukkah, it's only a problem if you're nullifying it as a sukkah to use it, ach mutu lishtamish bo ba'odu kayemes, but you can use it while it's standing up. This is different than, like I said, Mila. This is not like a din of a carbon. So he brings down from the Minchas Pitim that both Rav Yashu Zatzal and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal both held Shemuto lo Sheves Besukah Gam Kishelo Yotze Mezei Yidei Mitzvah. Therefore, you'd be allowed to sit in a sukkah even if you're not Yotze Mitzvah at the time. It's not cool that you're using the sukkah in an inappropriate way. Shari Einam is Batelas Haidei Kach, but you're sitting in the sukkah, for example, if it's raining or if it's somebody who's potter from sitting in the sukkah. So then, this doesn't nullify the sukkah's value as a sukkah, and therefore you can use it. As opposed to the opinion of the Yonah Yontiv, who says that if somebody, for example, is not supposed to sit in the sukkah because it's either raining or it's somebody that's not obligated in sukkah, also l'shevis bar, he holds that you're not allowed to. It's no different than a korban because you're not allowed to get hanor from it, and it's like me'ila. And this is also agreed to by the Kovetz Shiurim for somebody who says, I'm sitting in the sukkah, but I do not want to be yotzei the mitzvah. However, he then brings down that the Zichron and Shmuel and the Stipler Gaon, both Zatzal, say in some number of places, not like the Onig Yontif, and you would be allowed to, in fact, use the Sukkah in these ways. Dishavut number 6 brings down the similar halach applies in regards to Chutei Tzitzis, Ayin Shom. By the way, the Ber Hagola in Os Beis brings down when we say that it's Muktzah for the entire 8th day, so in Chutz Laaretz it would be Muktzah for the entire 9th day as well. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, afilu noflo hasukkah asurim, even if the sukkah falls down, the wood is still asur for hanah during the period of time of the 8 days or the 9 days in Chutz La'aretz. The Lo Mahane bought tonight, and he brings that from the Torah, that making it tonight to say that if I wish to, I reserve the right to use the sukkah wood, then that doesn't work for the wood of the sukkah. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Hay, that if the sukkah falls down, hafilu dafilu aposkim, the sabri dibin haTorah, even according to the poskim that say, and this you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, is the Re in Tosfos. Obed, he says that's not absolutely clear. He brings down from the Yamshel Shlomo that he holds that that would even be Osim Yidaraisa, even according to the Re, but according to those opinions, it seemed to suggest that it's not an Issa Min HaTorah if it falls down, it's only an Issa the Rabbanon. Nevertheless, Mi the Rabbanon, Mi Osir, Lahanos Mimena, Mi Tam Mokza. It nevertheless would be Osir, based upon this concept of muktzah, even if it fell down on its own, and this is brought down in Tosfos. The Eskatzari Bien Ben HaShmashos Shel Tchila Sechag, because the original day that it was starting at Sukkot, Ben HaShmashos, that makes it Eskatzari for all 7 days, all 8 days, further beyond that, not just for that first 24-hour period of time. Mishabur Sivkot and Vav says, and a Tanai doesn't help. Af im Omar, even if he says, any bodel called Ben Hashmashos, I am not removing myself from the potential use of the wood during the Ben Hashmashos period of time. So then we wouldn't say theoretically that Iskatzoi Ben Hashmashos is called Kol Yom Kula. No, that doesn't work here. Kiven the Evshali told Ben Hashmashos, because the bottom line is you can say all you want that you're not bodel from it, but you can't take it off then. Mishum Dekososar Allah, because you would now be over the issue of taking apart a Ohel. And therefore, Viskatzei Luchali Shiva. Therefore, it is essentially going to be Mukta for all 7 days. As opposed to Masha Ein Kain Benoy Sukkah B'Sif Beis, that we'll learn in the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow's year, the halacha is different for decorative items. The Mahani Shem tonight, there it tonight works. V'dad or the Masha Mistimas Ramad the Lo Mahani tonight V'Shum Gavna V'Afilu Noflu, from the fact that there is no specific mention in the Ramad distinction between whether it fell down or not, and tonight doesn't work. Haynu Davko B'Shem Sayom, that's only for the 7 days of Sukkot, but here a Tanai would work on the 8th day. Avol B'Shmini Shalom, the Isur Rak B'Shem Mukta, where the Isur is only a Mukta item, Mahani Tanai L'Chashiyiplu Shiyochol Ishtamishman. There, a Tanai would help if it were to fall down on its own. The issue footnote number 7 brings down, if you make a Tanai, however, in a different way, imasna shalotis yachid asukla mitzvasa, if you're saying, not that I reserve the right to remove the wood if I wish to, but no, you're saying, I'm not designating this as a sukkah. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in this situation says that your Tanai is kayim, and the sukkah doesn't have the kedusha of a sukkah. Nevertheless, it's still kosher to go and eat in such a sukkah. And he explains, Sha'av Shemavur and Ramah Shetanai Lamol, even though the Ramah seems to say that Tanai doesn't work, Yitochin Shahinu Davko Kishasukka Miyuchedis Lamitzah, that's only if the sukkah was designated to be a sukkah, and here you're making it Tanai. He says, you're not designating it solely to be a sukkah. However, he's left with a tzorich iyun. The Ramah continues and he says, Avol Eitzim Hasmuchim LaSukkah Mutarim. If you have wood that is adjacent to the sukkah, we'll explain what this means in a moment, and that would be acceptable to use. And he says, Ayin Le'el in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Ches, Siv Ches, where this is discussed. Now, if you go look in Shulchan Aruch over there, that's in Hilchos Yontif, where it talks about if you need firewood on Yontif to go cook something, can you go take the firewood from the sukkah? So it's brought down over there that if the wood is not really an essential part of the sukkah, it's not supporting the sukkah, or it's not actually part of the schach, it's just adjacent to it, connected to it possibly in some way, but not really attached to it. So that's the Eitzim Asmuchim LeSukkah. They're able to be used for firewood over there in Hilchos Shabbos. So too, they wouldn't have the status of being part of the sukkah here and wouldn't be muksa for all 7 days. And Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sivkot and Zayin. He says, go look over there. Ayin Le'el in Simon Tov Kuf Yud Ches. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Lamites, which is what I briefly just told you quickly now. Shom Biyarnu Kol Proti Din Zet. You can go look there for further details. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Ches. He refers to where the Ramah said to go look in Sivkot and Tov Kuf Yud Ches, Sivches, wrote to Lomar. Here the Mishnah Berurah explains that what the Ramah is referring to is the Shom Mavar Ba'agot. The Ramah there says, the Imzorak Chavilos al Aschach, if you were to put things up on top of the Schach, the Einam Betelus the Gabi Schach, they don't become intertwined with the Schach and aren't subordinate to the Trach and Schach and don't become bottled to the Schach, then they're allowed to be used. The same thing applies over here, Besukkah de Mitzvah, as it did over there with firewood. Ayin Sham in the Mishnah Berurah, as I said, where this is discussed there in more detail. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, V'yim achar she'osu ha-shiur ha-tzorech min ad-defanos. If a person made the essential sukkah kosher, so he has the 3 walls, the 2 walls and something, so he has a correct size sukkah, halacha l'maisa, it's a kosher sukkah. B'nishlam hechshir sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah. And then, hosif dofen, he then adds a 4th wall. You don't need a 4th wall. L'maisa, nobody requires a 4th wall, halacha l'maisa. There is an opinion as to whether you do need a 4th wall or part of a 4th wall that's brought down in Gemara and Sukkah, but we don't paskin that way. So you have 3 kosher walls. It's an absolutely kosher Sukkah, l'chatrila, l'kol adeos, l'maisa, and then you decide to add a 4th wall. What is the status of that 4th wall? Lo misasra. Here the Mechaber tells us that that 4th wall doesn't have the status of a Sukkah. However, avolim asah arbaton stam, but l'chatrila, if you made all 4 walls without specifying that this 4th wall is extra, as the Bir Halacha says in Dibur Maskul Stam, nearly the Rosh Shalomah, that what the Mechaber is saying over here is lafuke, as opposed to impirish, the elu osu l'shem sukkah, these 3 walls are making l'shem sukkah, the elu lo sofi b'yama, but this one is a 4th wall, which I reserve the right to go and use any way I want. He didn't say that. If he just makes all 4 walls together, stam, like most people when they put up a sukkah, we rarely have a 3-walled sukkah. People make a sukkah, it's usually a 4-walled sukkah, unless it's a, you know, the natural construction of the house that allows you to have a 3-walled sukkah. But most people, when they're putting up a sukkah, they put up a 4-walled sukkah. So then, in this situation, all 4 walls are also kula nasurus umuktos, as opposed to when you built a 3-walled sukkah and then you added on a 4th, quote, halakhically unnecessary wall, so then that 4th wall doesn't have the status of a sukkah. Now, The Ramah now adds, Hagah, v'chol zeh lo mayri ela b'sukkah sh'yoshev b'pam echad. All of this is only if you've used the sukkah one time l'shem sukkah. Avol im hizmino l'sukkah, but you designated it as a sukkah, but v'lo yoshev b'pam, but you haven't used it yet as a sukkah, so then, lo nesra, then the sukkah doesn't have the halachic status of a sukkah, and it's not something that is hooked to for all 7 days of the chag, 8 days of the chag, because the Hazmona Lav Milsi, we have a famous machlokas between Rav and Abaye as to whether Hazmona designating something is considered significant or not, and we paskin the Hazmona Lav Milsi. Just the designation doesn't give it the status. For example, you're building a house, and this room is going to be designated as a bathroom, but it hasn't yet been used as a bathroom, so technically you could daven in that room, because it's not yet designated as a bathroom. The Hazmona Lav Milsi. And this is brought down in the name of the Hagos Ashri. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tess explains further. He says, "I am the Mogen Avraham. Shafilu l'nasas l'shem sukkah. Even if it wasn't made specifically for the shem sukkah, da'ainu shoyisa asuya l'tzel. It has to be made for tzel. That way, it is kosher for a sukkah, even though it wasn't made l'shem sukkah. Nevertheless, kivan to be dina sukkah ksheri. It is a kosher with sukkah. The yoshav pamachas. And now you stayed in it one time. Asura shuv kol yemei chag. Then it's huktzah l'mitzah sukkah for all 7 days of the chag." The issue footnote number 11 brings down an interesting thing. What about if a woman were to sit in the sukkah? Does that give it the kedusha of a sukkah, or is it only a person who's obligated to sit in the sukkah would give it the status of being a sukkah now in muktzah for all 7 days? After all, the woman is mekayemes a mitzvah by sitting in the sukkah, albeit she's not obligated. So he brings down from the shelus of tshuva, sasaris tshuva, shevi yeshiva. So if the woman sits down there, then it gives kedusha to the sukkah, klape atzma. Albeit others aren't as clear, there's a suffix as to what they think the din would be. However, he's mistopic himself. The shelus tshuva sasaris tshuva is unclear if this is chola aide kakadusha gam klape ish for a man as well. And likewise, the same din would apply with ketanim who sit in the sukkah. Would that give it the status of kedusha for gedolim that they couldn't use the sukkah? In the next paragraph, he discusses, what about if you sit in your friend's sukkah? So if you don't sit there with permission, you certainly can't aser for him. But if you sat there with permission, would or would you not be aser? And he brings down different opinions, some that say yes and some that say no, ayin shom. Continuing the Mishnah Berurah, fourth line, v'nira li d'mayre shizmina mitchilas l'shem sukkah sachag. So the Mishnah Berurah says, it appears to me that if you designated it to be a sukkah for the chag, or if you intended to sit there the first time you sat there for all the days of the chag, then unless you did one of these two things, you designated it as a sukkah, or you intended when you sat there that this should be a sukkah for all 7 days of the chag, otherwise, he says, it doesn't have the kedusha of the sukkah for all 7 days just by sitting there once. As we already discussed in Sivkot and Gimel, where we discussed that the sukkah of the Rowan, the Burgin, and the Kayatsin doesn't have the status of all 7 days. You just sat there once. That doesn't make it into a sukkah for all 7 days. Mishbur continues and says, if you have a permanent sukkah, you have a structure up there that's a permanent sukkah. We said that you have to go do something each year to restore the Kedusha, because after sukkah, the Kedusha leaves it. So he says, eno asura b'chag. Even though it previously had Kedusha, until you go sit in it again this year one time, it still is a condition of Hazmona Lav Milsi. Only when you sit in it once does it now have the status of being muktzah for all 7, 8 days. Even though you previously sat in it last year, because we paskin that when the sukkah is over, that year the sukkah is over, so that sukkah no longer has its kedusha. And next year you have to go sit in it again in order to reinvigorate it with kedusha. Can't cause have a Morgan Rav. This is a Morgan Rav's opinion. However, there are those that disagree with this, and you can see the Shari Tzion Os Yud Gimel. This is the Shari Tshuva and the Bikur Yaakov. And the Tov LaHachmir, the Mishnah Berurah says it's best to be machmir in this situation. And you can see all of this in the Shari Tshuva on our daf here, Oz Gimel, where he brings down in the name of the Ri Molcho, Shadaito Besukkah Miuchedetz Oso Lehanos B'chol Hashana. You can't use it all year long in this situation. And he adds from the Bikuri Yaakov that the Magen Avraham disagrees with this, but not everyone else does. Ayin Sham in the rest of the Shari Tshuva for these details. With this, we conclude Sif Aleph and today's Shir.